From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It is a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I am Josh Witt, and WVU won on the road again. That's four road wins in the Big 12. And West Virginia overcame terrible officials respectfully. I mean, that within a minute where they gave Utah a timeout when the ball was loose. And then when Utah was out of timeouts, giving Utah trying to credit them with a phantom timeout that just resulted in a unintentional whistle or whatever. And West Virginia ends up with the ball miraculously. They were terrible. There was bad calls on both sides. I don't want to talk about the officials. West Virginia won. It was a double revenge game, and West Virginia overcame double revenge and escaped Salt Lake City with a 71-69 win. And we've got to start with Ed Andre 3000. Many times this season, this has been a season where we've experienced so many guys. I mean, go down the roster. Has a guy on this roster not writhed in pain on the floor? I feel like it happens every game. And sneakily, tonight, you had Sincere holding his arm. You had Amani late, kind of limping around. But Ed Andre 3000 takes the cake tonight. He took a devastating shot, a descending elbow to the nose. And my man, this was late in the first half, was screaming in pain in a quiet gym. And if this was football, they would have played the sad music and cut the commercial and played a bunch of commercials. Now, this was on ESPN Plus, so they could have just done that ambient noise until we got a resolution. Nope, not the fine folks at ESPN Plus. In the Houston game, we got a point of view shot that without a score on the screen for the first 4 minutes of the game, couldn't get it right. Tonight, multiple times where West Virginia scores and then the other team was getting points. That's happened in multiple games this season. But they could have cut away. Absolutely didn't. We got to watch Ed. We don't know what's happening other than you see some blood spots on the floor. A blood-soaked towel as he's finally able to sit up. And he's escorted to the locker room. And so you obviously think on a shorthanded team and Ed screaming in a quiet gym that he's out. That's an upper body injury, and Andre out for the second half. No. They're showing the court late in halftime, and Ed Andre's out there. It's like, Ed, what is Ed doing out there? Comes out to warm up. Okay. It's good to see him warming up. He's obviously not going to get in the game, but it's great to see him out there. Nope. He gets in the game, and he's got a nose plug in each nostril. A half an hour before that, he was screaming in pain. He's back out on the court playing for this team, and he's out there. He plays a little bit with one nose plug. Anything that happens, a nose plug falls out. Stop the game, clean up the blood. That happened multiple times. At one point, on the sideline, the trainer's got what looks to be a clamp, a chip clip, something to put on the bridge of Ed's nose while also plugging his nostrils to stop the bleeding. Ed lost a lot of blood tonight, is what I'm saying. And if you lose any blood and you say, I'm good for tonight, let's try it again another time. I'm good with that. Ed was not. He stayed, he played, he gets back in, and he's got double nose plugs in each nostril. And he finishes, he hits a weird hook shot early in the second half, and then late, Javon Small makes a great move to the basket and gets Ed a alley-oop finish to put West Virginia up 5 with under 3 minutes left. Say what you want about Ed Andre 3000. His skill level could, you can say disparaging things prior to tonight. I have not said disparaging things. Did he have a rough first half tonight? Respectfully, he did. But my man gutted it out tonight and contributed to a win. And I've been pro Ed Andre 3000 all season. He hasn't even been here. He hasn't worn a Mountaineer uniform for a full season yet. We've still got games left. He's only going to play one season for the Mountaineers. And he will always be remembered for this game where he had four nose plugs playing meaningful basketball and helping West Virginia get a win in Salt Lake City. That goes down in history. Do you remember the Ed Andre 3000 nosebleed game? What an effort. I mean, for Mountaineer fans, you just respect the heck out of that. The don't give up, get knocked down, get back up. What just you could put that on this team, how they've gotten this far and still in the hunt for an NCAA tournament bid and winning four road games. Amazing. This game, when you look at it from a totality, it's like when I was young, you know, I like the Talking Heads. I don't have all the Talking Heads albums before Spotify and everything is on your phone. You had to buy albums. I'm not buying all the Talking Heads albums, but I really like the Talking Heads. They got a greatest hits album. And this game, you know, I mentioned in the Cincinnati home game that the season was encapsulated in the last 4 minutes of the game. This whole game was a greatest hits album. And greatest hits albums, very rarely, outside of maybe the Beatles or Elvis or something like that, where you've got to have some deep cuts, some album cuts that make the greatest hits album. And you had the deep cuts here. You had West Virginia dealing with injuries, like it feels like every game. You've got Sincere Harris taking and missing three-pointers, which has happened all year. You got West Virginia dealing with the other team shooting way more free throws than them. Utah was plus 11 and made free throws tonight, shot twice as many free throws as West Virginia. West Virginia was dealing with getting out-rebounded once again. Utah was plus 9. You had the near late game collapse where West Virginia's up 6. Utah makes a 3. Then West Virginia takes it out and JP falls after receiving the inbound. That could have been called, he could have been called out of bounds, and Utah sets up for a play to tie the game, just like the Cincinnati game. So those are the deep cuts. But we also, you're buying the greatest hits album because you want the hits. The songs where name that band, name the first four songs. And if I were to name the hits for this 2024-2025 season, the standout song, the first song I want to hear on the greatest hits album is Javon Small doing Javon Small things. Another, he's got to be amazing. I talked earlier in the season, can he be just the hero or does he have to be a superhero? It helps when he's a superhero, and he was a superhero tonight. Clutch, long three with a hand in his face, swish, alley-oop pass to Ed. This is all happening in the last 4 minutes. The drive and bank finish on the right side. That inbounds play where he dunks it with authority. That guy has been good, so good, all season. And he's the the first track you want to listen to is Jevon Small being great, and he was great tonight. Another great hit from this season is Clutch Joe. I mean, that long three he made to answer the man bun three, the net didn't move. And Joe hitting a clutch three where the net doesn't move, that's happened at least in two other road games that were wins this season. We've seen that three. That's a greatest hit. Also made clutch free throws. Had to have all of those. And Joe was a greatest hit. Amadi shooting four threes and making two of them. That's a greatest hit. JP making a couple of threes, including a big one in the second half. Sincere defensively, three steals, finishing close to the basket. And of course, another greatest hit, West Virginia blocking a last second shot to secure a win. That's happened in multiple games. What a victory. What an album. I need that greatest hits album, and I got it tonight in Salt Lake City. That's six quad one wins. I'm not going to explain what quad one is. Just know that that's good for your NCAA tournament resume. Quad one is the best quad to have wins. And that's six. Not a lot of teams are going to be kept out of the tournament with six quad one wins. Maybe there are some. I don't think it's going to be West Virginia. That's nine Big 12 wins. And West Virginia's still in the running for a first-round bye in Kansas City. And if they win the finale, they'll finish 10-10, 500 in Big 12 play. And the Big 12, maybe not the best conference this season. They're second or third. It's still the top of this conference is really good, and West Virginia can claim that they are in the top half of this conference with a win on Saturday. And the most important part, this win really puts them in a good spot to make the NCAA tournament. Not going to say they clinched it. Weird things can happen. Conference tournaments that are out of your control can happen and squeezes the bubble. But we're way closer to land than what we were 12 hours ago or 3 hours ago. But as I mentioned in the last episode, I think win or lose, and this was a win, it actually increases the pressure for Saturday.
We're here. It's the holiday shopping season, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. You go to their website, they've got high-quality products, often handmade, lots of it made in the U.S., I go on there, I type in WVU. They got stuff for Mountaineer fans. I got a couple of Mountaineer can-shaped glasses. Rave reviews at the house. People love them. Oh, that's cool. Where can you get that? You can get it at Uncommon Goods. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The next game is the season finale. We're here. It's March. We're springing forward this weekend. Spring. Season finale, 5 p.m., ESPN+, senior night in the Coliseum, and West Virginia will finish the season in a sold-out game versus the Central Florida Golden Knights. Have you watched any Central Florida Golden Knights games? I've caught pieces of the Central Florida Golden Knights. And when you look at their schedule, they've had highs and lows. And I guess every team does, but they've had some good highs. I mean, they started the season beating a really good Texas A&M team, an NCAA tournament Texas A&M team. Then they started Big 12 play with a win in Lubbock. That's a really good Texas Tech team, and they went there and beat Texas Tech. And then late January comes around, and Johnny Dawkins, who I think should stay the Central Florida head coach forever, unfortunately hit a snag in the schedule. They lost 7 in a row, and they're sitting currently at 15-14 on the season. So no NCAA tournament hopes for them unless they win the Big 12 tournament. But they have a player, Keyshawn Hall, 6'7". He went for 40 in a game earlier this season. They have Darius Johnson, who in the Coliseum last year scored 29 points. West Virginia won that game. They've got a center that's good at blocking shots, and they don't shoot the ball particularly well. But guess what they do? They get a lot of points from the free throw line. And it's kind of been a thing for WVU. Even if the teams that they play aren't known for getting a lot of points at the line, that's been happening a bunch. And it happened tonight. It happens with frequency. And now they're facing a team that eats from the free throw line. So those are the concerns going into this one. And looking at West Virginia's schedule, West Virginia hasn't won 2 in a row since their 7-game win streak that started in the Bahamas back in November and finished against Oklahoma State. That was the first game of 2025. So since early January, West Virginia has not put 2 wins in a row together. So those are the concerns. On the positive side, it's a sold-out game. West Virginia is playing for seeding in the Big 12 tournament. There's a chance that West Virginia could be ranked higher, had a better seed in the Big 12 tournament than the Kansas Jayhawks. I don't care if Kansas is down. It doesn't matter. That statement is in play, that West Virginia could be seeded higher than the Kansas Jayhawks. And West Virginia is playing for seeding in the Big 12 tournament. They're looking for a win to help secure that NCAA tournament spot. And this game is not on a weekday. This is a weekend game. So West Virginia struggled during the week this season. They've done really well in Morgantown if it's a Saturday or a Sunday. West Virginia will be a favorite. So can, on senior night, they finish this game and finish this season with a winning streak, a 500 record in conference? We're going to find out. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. Josh Eiler, can we talk about Josh Eiler a little bit more? Just the fact that early in this game, because it's a broadcast, you're seeing Josh Eiler again, and he's still an interim coach, but he's for a team that's in your conference. It was so surreal that West Virginia is facing a team coached by an interim coach who coached in Morgantown for, 17 seasons? And he's on the other side. It's just jarring. And he's got And he's channeling Bob Huggins by playing seniors. I'm looking at the starting lineup. I don't recognize half the guys. That's because he's playing all seniors. That was a Bob Huggins thing for sure. And I don't know where Josh Eiler stands in his relationship with Bob Huggins, but he got that move from Bob Huggins, playing, starting your seniors on senior night. It was, and the man, it's going to go the same path. This is not the same situation for Josh Eiler that last season, what he inherited was. This season, he's an interim coach for only a few games. When they fire their coach that late in the season, it doesn't actually give Josh Eiler, even if he put together some wins here, and even if he gets Utah on a run and they blow through Kansas City and win the Big 12 tournament, he's not set up to get the job this season. And if we were being honest with ourselves last season, he was, and seeing that gigantic font of interim in the announcement, he wasn't set up to get the job last season. And last season went the opposite of what he would have wanted. But he doesn't have a real chance to get the Utah job, given the circumstances. But it's just wild to see him. To see him coach against West Virginia in an interim capacity. And I can't point to any coaching decisions he made that helped West Virginia. I know, I'm sure he was gracious. I'm not going to watch his press conference, but he's a man of class. I'm looking for that book. But West Virginia needed to overcome double revenge. And Josh Eiler, even if he's graceful and filled with class, he desperately wanted the win against West Virginia tonight. And West Virginia was able to pull that out. So can West Virginia do that again to close the season? We'll find out. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. If when Ed gets on the plane, the in nosebleeds can happen more when you're in elevation. I mean, he may have, I mean, what? Do they have enough nose plugs? How many nose plugs does the... Maybe they can hit a CVS on the way out of town. Listen on all the platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcast, Overcast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 18 wins and they have 12 losses.